by means of Saints stateside. So I just want to say thank you, first of all, Pastor Hoffman and the folks here at First Baptist Church. Amen. And we're thankful for y'all's help, for your prayers through the years. And Indonesia's quite a place. And I have an aversion myself, as probably as much as you do, for slides. So I'm grateful, amen, that Pastor Hoffman offered me to be able to teach a little bit tonight. And so that's what I'm going to do. And I ask the Lord to bless this. Amen. Would you please turn in your Bibles to Revelation 20 and verse 10. Another time I can kind of give you the ultra-negative, realistic breakdown of what Indonesia is all about. There are some positive things, amen? But when he was saying in tongue-in-cheek about a white culture, it's definitely a mix of Ishmael, Revelation 20, Ishmael with island dweller. And there's all kinds of issues. It's good to be saved, amen? It is good to be saved. Revelation 20 and verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, I pray you bless this evening and this lesson. I pray you speak to people's hearts. And God, I pray you meet with us, Lord. I know that I don't want to hear me, let alone I know they don't want to hear me. Would you please feed your sheep and feed your lambs, and would you please meet with us this evening and look down upon us, Lord, with mercy and grace. And I pray you'd fill me with the Spirit of God, and ask that you'd use us this week and upcoming months and possibly years if you choose to tarry that long, which I pray that you do not. I pray even so come, Lord Jesus, and we ask that you'd meet with us this evening in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, one thing you see on the mission field, and I know that you see it here as well. I was 19 when I got saved from a Roman Catholic background. But you see mass deception on the mission field. And what I mean by that is just multiplied however many fold compared to that of the American culture. You don't have any sort of a foundation of a Judeo-Christian way of looking at things in Indonesia. You have a mix of animism, Islam. You have a mix of Buddhism. You have a mix of Hinduism. And all these other isms, amen? And so their lens that they view life through, their perspective, is satanic. You know, the world wants to call it a culture, and culture is just a substitute for the world, is all it is, and it depends on how the world manifests itself. But here we see in verse 10, the devil that deceived them. I believe I remember reading from the Common Man's Reference Bible, amen, that deception is the art of war, amen? And, you know, you go to the average church. As one brother was joking, and he said, it's hard to find a good Bible-believing church these days because most of us are in hiding. Amen? But that's the case. You wouldn't know that this is a war by simply looking at how most Christians live their lives. Amen? But it is. It is. You may have forgotten. I hope you haven't. Amen? But the devil has not forgotten that this is a war. And a war is not a sport. Amen? There's a big difference in a sport and a war. Yeah, this is war. And a lot of people are deceived. And for sake of time, I'm not going to go to all of the following references. Amen? But later, when you have time, read in Revelation 12 and 13 regarding the Antichrist and what's on the horizon for this world. And mass deception, unlike anything that we can even imagine. It's right around the corner. It's so good to be saved. It is so good to be saved. You know the devil can use smoke and mirrors, but then again, you see how he could use Jannes and Jambres, and as far as I can understand it, when I read it, they threw down their rods and they also became snakes. It doesn't say like or as far as I understand. If I'm wrong, correct me after the service. Amen? I'm humble enough to receive it. When I read in Job about the servant that ran and said it was the fire of God, but yet I find that who made the petition to destroy Job? The devil. So now you get into some deeper things, amen, what the world wants to call metaphysics, which is just being able to go above the physics of what we understand. Supernatural is what the Bible describes it as. And that type of deception, in a vein that we cannot even comprehend, amen, is right around the corner. In the book of John, the Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he warns them that there will come a time when they that kill you will think that they do God's service. You know, I understand those ISIS soldiers are madmen. They are completely loco de cabeza. That's what we say in Texas. Amen. That's crazy. Amen. I don't like them. I would take them out if I was in the Marine Corps or SEAL team if I could make it, right, or something like that. But they're deceived. And they believe that they're doing good. And they fight with more rigor, determination, resolve, commitment. And they truly, in their own heart, believe that they're doing right. So when you're fighting an ideology like Islam, you got a fight on your hands. If you're unwilling to fight it, I'm speaking militarily now, not us as a born-again person, but our nation taking care of quote-unquote terrorism. And you want to fight that fight with one hand tied behind your back, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. And we are, as a nation, we are losing. And it's only because this nation has chose to throw this book into the trash can, and as a result, we've opened Pandora's box. That's why we are losing our mind as a nation. And I hate to break it down to you. I listen to a little bit of talk radio occasionally, Michael Savage, but that's not the answer. That's not the answer. Conservatism is not the answer. No. Repentance. But what's the likelihood of that? As long as the refrigerators are full, amen. It's rare. It's just not. I don't see anywhere when people are living fat and happy. Possibly Nineveh. Maybe they were doing well. I don't know. And they did repent. I don't know how they were going. For whatever reason, they believed it. Thank God. Amen. They got under conviction. And they repented. And it delayed God's destruction. But deception is what I'm talking about. Look right quick to Matthew 7. Amen. I may not be able to get this whole lesson in and what have you, but I'll just stop when the time comes around. And I appreciate the opportunity and the privilege to be able to teach this evening. But Matthew 7, verse 21. I know y'all are real familiar with this, but you know, shortly after I got saved, I understand you only get saved once, and I'm not condoning praying multiple times to be saved. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just telling you what happened to me. After I got saved from hell, and that's what I got saved from hell, and I read this, I wanted to make sure. Now, I'm not saying you have to do that, amen? But just take a look here, amen, at Matthew 7, 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. Now, you know that's not a Hindu or a Muslim or a Confucius or a Buddhist or an atheist. Lord, Lord. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now we know what that is. What is the will of the Lord? That you believe on his Son, whom he has sent. We understand that. And I understand these people, you can read on and know why they go to hell. It's because then they answer here. Well, let me go ahead and read. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. They were never saved to begin with. They're trusting in their own form of deception that they used. Benny Hinn, Oral Roberts, all these other losers who are trusting in their spiritual gifts and in their ability to live a so-called holy life, deceiving and being deceived. They're not trusting in the finished works of Jesus Christ. They're not. But look at that. I mean, they are deceiving and being deceived. Look, they're completely caught off guard at the judgment. They have no clue that this was going to happen. Deception, brother, sister, deception. Look, it says that Adam was not deceived. Amen? But the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Deception. It's from the inception of man's fault. And it hasn't lost its strength. Deception is still something you have to battle with, and I do too. And pray for wisdom and discernment in order to not be deceived. Amen? And if you don't pray for wisdom, light, discernment, understanding, guidance, prudence, and just name a list, if you don't, you will be deceived. And being a missionary or a pastor or a faithful church member that loves Jesus Christ does not exempt you if you allow seeds of deception to grow in your heart. This is a very, very deceptive age, brother, sister, right now. Extremely deceptive day and age. We are so close to the Lord's return, and once we're out of here, the great tribulation will begin. And brother, there's no time ever where that deception level will be up to the stratosphere like it's about to be. And we're just right on the verge. You read about Balaam. And that is a very, very strange individual in the Bible. Amen? And that fellow was saying, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord. And God, for whatever reason, was using this fellow. And brother, sister, I'm telling you, he was deceived. Amen? If that doesn't make your hair stand up on your neck to understand that you can be so close to God and yet so far if you allow your heart to take you in the wrong direction. Amen? Balaam is in hell, as far as what I understand out of the New Testament. Now, I understand we're saved by grace through faith, sealed till the day of redemption, and I thank God for that. Amen? Oh, I'm telling you. But I don't want to lose rewards over it. You think of Gehazi with Elisha. And there he was. And he saw what God was doing with Elisha. Amen? I mean, he saw it, brother, sister. I understand we have a more sure word of prophecy. Amen? Genesis to Revelation. And this trumps all of that. I got you on that. But I'm just saying, here he saw this, and yet he went running, right, to try to gain that from Naaman. And then, lo and behold, he comes back and he lies. What if he would have just told Elisha point blank, when he basically was telling him, you're a scumbag. What if he would have said, prior to getting called out, I repent and I'm a piece of trash and I'm sorry. I don't know how it might have went for him. But when people want to just hold the bag like Judas did, it don't end well for them, amen? You take Judas, for instance. I've just mentioned Balaam, Gehazi, and Judas. All of these people had a very close relationship with God. Amen? We're not talking about Bill Clinton's and Barack Obama types. We're talking, man, this stuff, I don't know how you feel about it, but it makes me pray. Amen? Pray, God, help me, please, not to be deceived. I do not want to be deceived. You think those 40 and 2 youth that said, go up, thou bald head, do you think that they thought they were going to get what they had coming their way? Deception. Deception. That television has produced a global phenomena of deception. Amen? It is a weapon of mass deception. That is what. And now the computer is just the TV on steroids now, unless it's used right, which it can be, but you better watch that thing. You better watch that thing. People get deceived. They get deceived. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Amen? Above all things. Well, the devil is a thing, right? He's a creature. He's a cherub. Above all things. Deception. And the Bible says that sin is deceitful. We know that. Amen? And you see how that America right now, where we are, here we are, the superpower of the world. We're the equivalent, I guess you'd say, of ancient Rome. 10 carriers, however many nuclear subs. We can't whip a bunch of ragheads on the backside of the desert. Deception. Deception. I remember watching a video clip of this general, and he stands up and he says, well, sir, and he's speaking to a senator, I think, and how the strata works. And anyways, he says basically this. He says, sir, I don't really know what to tell you about this problem. I mean, what? You know, do you think they have different DNA than we do, sir, or what? Your mind's gone, sir. Your mind's gone, sir. Yeah, they got different DNA. Ishmael should be a wild man, right? We know that. They don't know that. Now, the problem with this is they're the ones, I understand God's above all of them, but they're the ones that are pushing buttons and sending troops or not sending troops and basically dealing with it from a military strategist perspective. That's a big problem when you don't understand that the people group you're fighting are not like you. Right? I am so thankful the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Amen? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Amen? Again and again, the Bible says, be not deceived. The Lord Jesus Christ says, beware of, and you fill in the blank. Beware of men. Beware of the Pharisees. Beware, and you just fill in the blank. I mean, there is something there. Amen. You don't want to be deceived. Deception is when a pilot, if he doesn't train himself to look at the instrumentation. Amen. And this is our instrumentation that works together with the Holy Spirit of God for a born-again believer. This is our instrumentation. You look at what you see or what you feel rather than your instruments, what happens? You die. You die. Deception. You know, they say ignorance is bliss. That's the furthest thing, amen, from the truth. It sounds so nice, right? It's just jolly, happy. Ignorance is bliss. And I guess you're a blizzard and all that. But have you noticed? Go to third world countries where ignorance is so abundant. It's not bliss. It's misery. It's misery. Deception. Deception. This is an age of deceit. Do you think the kamikazes and the jihadists, when they sacrifice themselves for their so-called cause, I mean, do you think they know what they're about to step into? Eternal fire? Just a few seconds after. Now, I don't know how long it takes for the soul to depart from the body and what have you, but not long. Amen? There you are. There you are. I mean, brother, sister, deception. And it's not one, two, three, four instances. We're talking millions of people. Amen? Millions regarding kamikazes and jihadists. I'm talking, now let's take it up another level. Billions are deceived and going to hell. And here we are saved. Now, I am not a stinking Calvinist, but you can see why people get deceived into believing in Calvinism. Even though it's a lie and it's error. But don't ever get to a point where you think you can't be deceived or you are currently deceived. Deception, as preacher said, it's the art of war. We are at war. People like Jim Jones and the Hale-Bopp Comet guy, the Japanese dude back in 1995 that used some sort of gas on people. You got people that say they're Jesus all over the world. Just do an internet search on that thing. It's insane. And there's people following these people all over the place. Deceived. It seems to me that this thing is upping. That I don't know if you call it a tempo. I'm not a musician. My kids understand music, but it's right? It's kicking up. It's kicking up. I hope that you're aware of it. Amen. So you can try by the grace of God to beg the Lord to spare you from deception. Amen. And that whole demonic thing, kamikazes and jihadists and all this kind of stuff. And I haven't watched the movie. I hope to God you don't watch these movies. But I was walking through Walmart, and they had a poster, and there was some movie that came out called Suicide Squad. Now look, I've known people who are good people that even graduated Bible school that have committed suicide. That is deception. That is when Satan whispers in your ear that you're worthless, there's no reason for you to live, you're a failure. And then you listen to him. You know, you should never have a dialogue with Satan. You should not. Just do not. Amen. When Rabshakeh goes before the wall, he speaks in Hebrew. The Jews respond and say, "We understand your tongue. There's no reason for you to speak to us in Hebrew." And he purposefully continues on speaking in Hebrew to intimidate, to make sure all the men on the wall hear. You're about to eat your own dung and drink your own. He knows your lingo. Do you understand? Bible believers, he knows. You see, we too often we think, oh, the Hollis crowd, the charismatics. We easily, all of us, become vain and think that we're above deception. We are, none of us are above deception. All of us should be very sober-minded and vigilant about our walk with God. Especially as that day approaches when the Lord Jesus Christ is soon to return. Deception. It's real. The devil attempts to make a counterfeit of everything that God does. God uses deception with noises and what have you, with some lepers outside of a wall. He uses it with the mulberry trees. He uses it with Gideon. God can use various forms of deception. But he warns us with the old prophet that lied to the young man of God so that we will keep our guard up. Amen? Amen. We need to pray that God would enlighten our eyes and give us understanding so that we would be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. Amen? Amen. You know, a serpent, he doesn't just reveal everything about himself. I mean, look at Who first showed up in Genesis 3? How did this whole thing get going, right? I remember, where were we? I saw a 18-foot, 20-foot king cobra. That's a venomous snake that's that big. And this critter was inside of this glass, and I can't remember what zoo this was or wherever. I think it was in the States. Man, I'm from Texas, and I hate snakes. Amen. And I looked at him, and I thought, that needs to be turned into boots and a belt now. Amen. But you know, what we're dealing with is a different breed of serpent. I mean, think of this, and I'm not glorifying the enemy. I'm not. I'm just saying you have to be honest about your enemy. You're supposed to learn from your enemy. You're supposed to be honest about his capabilities, right? You really do. The devil in the Bible, when I read the Bible, brother, sister, it never makes light of him. It says he loses. Amen? He does lose. He loses. He goes down, 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 down. Amen. Amen. He loses. But until he's all the way down, right now he walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. And when I mentioned some of my, they weren't really friends, they were more like associates, and they graduated Bible school that took their own lives, that's a very sober reminder to me that Satan is real. He's very real. He's extremely real. And I never see the Bible make light of him. In fact, I see the Bible let us know point blank, you need to be very careful with what you're dealing with. Very careful. Very careful. That's why so many people are falling into deception. They're just taking this so lightly. Brother, sister, this is nothing to play with. Amen? This is nothing to play with. Nothing to play with at all. You see how many Old Testament false prophets there were, numerically speaking, in contrast to God's men. They were always outnumbered, amen, like we are now. But in the end, God wins. And if you're on God's side, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen? That's right. Now, we know how it ends. That ought to give you some, what's the word I'm looking for here in English, amen? You ought to have zeal. You ought to have commitment. You ought to have I hate the word excite. I just don't like that word. Amen? But you ought to be completely resolved that you understand that we are behind the one who will come back in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that believe not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. As bad as things can get, brother, sister, and they may get really bad. I don't know. I know we don't go through the great tribulation. That's a blessing to know. That's the time of Jacob's trouble. Amen? Amen. You think about the deception used on the Nazis. I mean, on the German people, rather, from the Nazis. And by this, I have 10 more minutes, sir. Is that correct? Okay. So here you had the SS. I'm sure some of you here, there's a lot of German people from a descent, German descent. SS, it had something to do with security. It's a translation, but it had to do with security. And you've heard this. It's for your convenience. It's for your security. That's why you need to disrobe completely so TSA can go through all of this, right? Like I and my family experience all the time, flying and what have you. That is for your security. But isn't it amazing how here you had the German people and Luther fighting against the papacy and light spreading all throughout Western Europe, and the Dark Ages coming to an end, and God using the German people to be able to spread the gospel. And then basically the English people are a Germanic people. And so from there you have the King James Bible. Wham! Global now. Global. But then how in the world can people who had so much light turn into anti-Semite professional killers? Deception. Deception. You read about the Nazis, and I don't like them. I hate them. I think they're scum. But they knew how to kill people in such ways. You know they had to be demonically led. They had to be demonically led. They were unbelievable when it came to killing. They were ruthless and efficient and committed to what they believed was right at the time. The wolf pack, they always used the term, the wolf, the wolf, the wolf, the wolf. Adolf, noble wolf. You think that's coincidence? Amen. Deception. How could you go from Luther and the Word of God? That's my point, coming back to the Word of God. How can you go from that, amen, to Heil, this Austrian madman, and his chicken farmer who becomes the head of the SS, Heinrich Himmler, who was anatomically unfit to even play junior ball, amen, and yet he becomes the head of the black shirts? It's just total deception, and deception ends with insanity. That's what we're seeing in the United States. When men can go into a women's restroom, I'm sorry, that is completely insane. How in the world, amen, has it come to this point? Deception. Deception, amen. Deception. You hear the story of the Pied Piper, and I was told, I need to research this, but in the real German version, he takes them into the forest, and it does not end well for them. Hatchets. And I know there's kids around here. I'm not going to get into it with little kids. It goes really bad. You know what the devil's doing right now? Taking them all. Islam with Catholicism and atheism. You just name it. And they're all sitting at Barnes & Noble's drinking their Starbucks thinking that they're intelligentsia, that they're the brightest minds in the world, that they're gonna create a new world order. And lo and behold, where are they all going? Straight into global thermonuclear war. That's where it's going. Biological, chemical, space, land, sea, air. Woo! You read about those four horsemen, amen, in Revelation 6. Brother, wow, it's coming. And I'm thankful we're going out. Amen. Amen. The devil knows how to be able to deceive people into running into a cage and thinking that that cage is their liberty. It is insane. I know the Jack Chick track, the long trip. Indonesian, right? English. I'm trying to make sure I stay in English, or you're going to think I'm a nut job charismatic up here speaking Indonesian. So, at the end of that track, I'm sure you must have seen the track. Here you see just like the Niagara Fall of people going off into hell, various types of people from various religions. And being a Baptist doesn't save you. You must be born again. Amen? But here's all these people. And then this one guy falls, and the devil takes his mask off, and he looks at him and he says, I tricked you. That's what it boils down to, is trickery, deception, smoke and mirrors, getting you to destroy you, making bondage appear as freedom, making good appear as evil, making queer appear as normal, making right appear as wrong. You know, that's what I was told. I never, thank God, before I was saved, I never hung around the homosexual movement or nothing like that. I was very heterosexual, but lost. And I remember hearing, though, from a friend of mine who had a friend of theirs that was a homosexual, queer, sodomite. And they said that they called us, at the time I was a lost Catholic, but I was straight, and they said they called us breeders. You see how sick and demented and twisted and crazy that is? When people that are called queer, which means strange or abnormal, that's where queer comes from, right? Are now calling heterosexuals the breeders, we're the weirdos. Now, I'll give them a gospel track, but I'll keep them away from my kids as best I can, so I don't have to kill anyone and go to start a prison ministry. Amen? Well, amen. Well, may God have mercy on us and help us, amen, to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, because it looks like we're about to get out of here real soon. Amen? Let's go ahead and close in prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for this evening. And for the Word of God that can shed light on our lives and what we do. Lord, I know you use this book, Faith Cometh by Hearing, and Hearing by the Word of God. You turned the lights on in my life when you moved in. You washed me in the precious blood of Christ. And I thank you for saving me, calling me to the mission field. I pray that you'd please continue to use my family and I and bless Pastor Hoffman in this work here. Help us to live a life that's pleasing to thee. A salty life, Lord, that we would be salt that has savor in a day and age of just a despicable indifference, lukewarmness, and total apathy to the truth. Help us not to not to be like the majority of people that say they're saved. Help us to be what we ought to be for thy sake, to please thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
We've got offering plates back there, so if you want to give Brother Jaggy a love offering, that'd be great. Yeah, on the radio, I just went through the seal judgments.